We have this afternoon some discussion on what we're doing and what's going on in the world of blindness and what we can do about it, what we will do about it. Do we like it? Don't we like it? Hopefully we'll like more than we have. But we have a couple of folks from a couple of training centers who would like to talk to us about their particular brand of training and their particular brand of what they sell. And for the first bite at this apple, I have from Blind Incorporated, Blindness Learning in New Dimensions, in Minneapolis, Minnesota, the executive director, Dan Wenzel. All
right. Always nice to have entrance music, I gotta tell you. Means we got a professional outfit going on here. I'm Dan Wenzel, and I'm the executive director of Blind Incorporated. And I want to just give you a little information about myself and intertwine that with information about our NFB centers and specifically Blindness Learning and New Dimensions Incorporated, located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. So I've been in the rehabilitation field for over 20 years. And within that time, when I first arrived and learned about the NFB and our NFB centers, I was just about to graduate college. I was about 23 years of age. I had no cane. I had not touched Braille but one time in fifth grade when my vision teacher had come to show the class about what it's like to be a vision teacher. Never used a cane. And I walked in to our sister center in Colorado to be interviewed for a job by Diane McGeorge. And she asked me about to describe myself, and I described myself as visually impaired. And she asked if I carried a cane, and I had to say no. And she asked if I knew Braille, and I had to say no. I said yes to a lot of other things. I must have done okay, because I ended up getting the job. And we'll get back to that in just a second. So now at Blind Incorporated, I work...
Guys, I can hardly hear it.
All right. And I can go louder if I need to. That's the middle school part of me.
That's almost going to be their call.
All right. I work in a mansion. So from not knowing Braille and not being able to travel independently to working in a mansion, I've been pretty lucky. And I'm lucky because it's been the National Federation of the Blind and our NFB centers that have helped get me there. Part of the tale is that in the mid-90s, when we purchased the mansion for Blind Incorporated, Joyce Scanlon, the founder and original executive director, thought that blind people should live and work in mansions too. And so they purchased the mansion in South Minneapolis, and I'm happy to say that we, Blind Incorporated and the NFB of Minnesota, own the mansion outright. We don't pay a lease or anything. It's ours. Pretty cool when blind people own their own stuff. But in reality, it is not the setting. It's the training. It's the philosophy, and it's the company we keep that keeps us providing the services that help blind people to succeed. The training that occurs in a mansion, in the community, in the state, and in all over the country. So our students, when they get there, they're going to participate in a number of activities that might not be your traditional rehabilitation activities. Just recently, our students went apple picking. They had to go find apples and pumpkins in an apple orchard. They had to take them down from the tree. They had to find the pumpkins. We had a pumpkin carving contest recently. And our students are getting out in society. We have the second largest state fair in the country that our students go to put their cane travel skills to use. And I will say for my friend Bree Brown from Texas that it's only the second largest. Texas claims to be the largest, but that's because they run it more, their fair more days than ours. Really, ours is the largest. Sorry, I had to get that in. Our students went to a play recently. Our students go to a winter fest. Our students go and advocate for themselves in Washington, D.C., in St. Paul, and all areas in between. It's in the outcomes, and it's the way that we teach. We employ the structured discovery method of teaching travel. Where we're not teaching somebody to cross a specific street, we're teaching somebody to cross streets all over the country. The best way I can tell you about our experiences and our outcomes happen would be through our students. So Gary Wunder is here from Missouri, and I happened to go to the Missouri convention last spring, and I brought along a student, Matt. Now Matt was newly blind coming to our center. He had been blind just over a year. And he did not have any of the skills, and he really didn't know what he was going to be able to do. He had worked at a chemical company, and he wasn't sure if he could get that job back. So through our training, first of all, he learned to use, in our communications class, he learned to use the computer. And he learned to use accessible technology in order to access the internet, produce documents. He learned Braille, and we use Codemasters, the Codemasters method to teach Braille, where you can learn Braille, the whole code, in as little as 6 weeks. In travel, he traveled all over the place. When I took him to Missouri for the Missouri convention, he had not traveled in a new place as a blind person. And everything was something that he had not done since he had been sighted. For example, something as simple as using an elevator was something that he was relearning to do using alternative techniques. Going and finding a restaurant. To tell you a little bit about Matt and his sense of humor, we do, for our home management class, we have students produce a small meal. It's a family-style meal for 6 students. And then they produce a large meal for over 40 people. I happen to be at his small meal. As the director, I get to be about 2/3 of the meal, which I think is a pretty good, it's important as a director to make sure that the meals are coming through and everything tastes okay. Yeah, I'm a hands-on type director. I like to make sure. So I sat down. Usually I'm the last to sit down or come in with the crowd because I'm finishing up a project. Sometimes it's even Carl Jacobson giving me a call. And so I went ahead and I, yeah, I tell him I'm busy. I got to go, Carl. I got a meeting, quote unquote. No, not usually. So I get there and usually we're coming in sort of together, but everybody's sitting down. So I sat down, no wiser, and he gives me this platter because it always starts with me to pass it, get the food and pass it around. And it seemed light. And I find the utensil the platter, and I reach in, and it's a chicken nugget. But not just any chicken nugget, one of those dinosaur chicken nuggets. And then after that, he passed around the real meal. But he had a little fun at my expense. So I tell you that because that's the type of guy Matt is. Matt just graduated on, this last Monday. And Matt has decided that right now the career he's going to go after is he wants to become a brewmaster, maybe at some point in time, owning his own brew pub. Now, at our NFB centers, at Blind Incorporated, we don't say no to those types of dreams. Is that a traditional job a blind person holds? Absolutely not. But do we feel that with the skills and the confidence and the support that he can do it?
Yes.
Absolutely. Let me tell you about Amina. Amina is in our ELL program, our English Language Learning program. And Amina is from Somalia, and she has come to this country. And when she first arrived, she knew very little English, really no English. And so we worked with her on English, and once she started to get her English down, we began having her travel. And now she's taking all of our classes. So recently, one of our activities was to go to a water park, and that water park had an alpine slide. And if those of you don't know what alpine slides, they're pretty fun. You get on this wheeled contraption, and it goes down this hill, and it twists and turns, and then it ends, and you've got to apply the brakes at the right time and all this stuff. And our students do that. Blind students can easily do that, but it's a fun activity. I tell you that she headed down that alpine slide. What a great thing. What a way to put those skills, because we know that the skills are not only used for work, but they're used for recreation as well. Jessica is a summer student, was a summer student and then became a full-time student, and she is in college currently. Now, when she first went to college, she struggled. She didn't have all the skills, she didn't have the confidence, and she was struggling in class. At Blind Inc., she is currently in a program where she is taking a couple college courses while gaining the skills of blindness. In December, she will complete her programming at Blind Incorporated, and she will also have a semester of college under her belt with the potential to have 2 classes that will transfer to just about any college in Minnesota. We know that she's going to be successful because she has the support of the staff at Blind Incorporated, of the NFB, and she is learning to use those alternative techniques and reach her goals. Robbie is another student. Actually, at one point in time, he lived in New York, and he is not from this country originally. Recently, we were contacted by Federal Express, wondering if maybe there were jobs that blind people could do within the Federal Express company. But Robbie doesn't just do any job. Robbie unloads the trucks. And so he gets out there, he works right now. They just increased his hours to a fourth day. He works approximately 6 hours a day. And he's going to get more increase as we get close to the holiday season, because there's a lot of packages going through Federal Express. But he went with our associate director and career instructor, Dick Davis, and they went and they surveyed the job and they interviewed him and they liked what he had to say. But the supervisor who was doing the hiring was very honest. She didn't know how a blind person could do the job. Blind Incorporated, and more importantly, Robbie himself, was able to point out, once they learned what the job entailed, was able to point out, this is how I can do the job. So he currently works 6 hours a day, approximately 4 days a week, unloading Federal Express packages. So that next Federal Express package that you get may well go through Robbie's hands. All right. One of the big buzzwords right now is transition. And with the WIOA funding, a lot of attention has been put into transition age students. So I want to talk to you about Abdi. Abdi came to us first in the summer. And Abdi joined our PREP program, which is for high school students. One thing we added to our PREP program this year is a job experience. And there's a reason for that. There are three things that Abdi gained in the summer. The first is the skills and confidence through the training. He took classes in communications, both Braille and technology. He took classes in cane travel. He took classes in home management. He took classes in career exploration. It's not your normal summer camp, and they put in 8 weeks in this summer camp. Then the second part of the program is 1 week at the National Federation of the Blind Convention in Orlando, Florida this past summer. What an opportunity for someone to meet successful blind people, to hear from the best of the best, and to learn what the organized blind can do for blind people. He definitely did very well in that environment. And when he got back from convention, he began his job. Now, Abdi worked at the American Indian Center and had a lot of different jobs. But here's the important thing. It's not so much what job he did. It's the fact that every single day, Monday through Friday, he was traveling to work from his apartment. And he was using public transportation. And he was responsible for getting to work on time and then completing whatever task they gave him that day. Those of you who know the movie Christmas Vacation, they talk about, or the Vacation series, they talk about Cousin Eddie not working for 10 years because he's waiting for a job in management. We know that the blind, particularly youth, have to take jobs where they can get them. I'm happy to report that this job paid him at least minimum wage, and also gave him an opportunity to do real work and gain real experience. But without the support of working with successful blind adults, both nationally and locally, as he also attended NFB meetings in Minnesota, and also attended different outings that we did. Without the opportunity to work with instructors and learn the skills, that job experience was not going to be successful. So let me tell you about Abdi today. We just recently held our NFB convention in Minnesota. Abdi, who before coming in the summer had never taken the bus before, got on a bus and traveled from his home in North Minneapolis to Bloomington. When he asked where the convention was, I gave him the hotel. I did not even give him an address. He researched the address and took the bus and light rail and whatever else it took to get to the hotel. He is part of one of our transition programs that we run for teens in transition that are we run it once a week. And every week he comes to the center using the bus on his own. When he was asked what meal does he like to cook, and this is a guy who'd never cooked before, he said his favorite meal to cook is lasagna. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't make too many lasagnas myself. If you give youth an opportunity and you show them how to do something and teach them, they're going to come out and they're going to be creative. This is a success story, and I have no doubt that he's going to continue to be successful. So all these students I talked about, I want you to note something. I didn't talk about their academic level. I briefly touched on their skill level, and I didn't talk about the amount of vision they had, because to us, it doesn't matter. To us at Blind Incorporated and the NFB Centers, it doesn't matter. And to us in the National Federation of the Blind, it does not matter. If you're blind, regardless of how much residual vision you have, you are allowed to be a part of our family, and you are allowed to be successful. And we will work with you on that. Let's talk about outcomes. How would you like to be an author selling books for young adults with a $15,000 advance? Perhaps you'd like to work as an artist with your work displayed at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and have a job at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. Maybe you'd like to be a financial planner who manages overseas investments in multiple countries, or a personal trainer and yoga instructor, maybe a middle school teacher, a massage therapist, or a cook in a fast food restaurant. These are real jobs that our graduates hold. But they would not hold them without the right philosophy, without the right support and the right training, and without the collaboration with the National Federation of the Blind. I invite you to build your future at Blind Incorporated. Blind Inc. can get you there, and the National Federation of the Blind will offer support every step of the way, maybe even if you want to be a brewmaster. The final thing I want to say is, can you imagine if someone in the NFB had not believed in me at 23 years of age, hadn't given me a chance, someone that didn't carry a cane, someone that didn't know Braille, someone who didn't have the skills. My skills were so bad that when I went for my interview, I walked 20 blocks because I didn't want to miss where the job, where the center was. And now I travel all over the country using the alternative techniques and getting where I want to go. I thank you, my fellow Federationists, for making this possible. It is an honor to be able to direct one of our NFB centers. If you want to know more about Blind Incorporated, come see me. I'll be here the full convention. Thank you so much for your time. And Carl, I don't know if there's time for questions or not.
Two.
Okay.
Two questions. Call out your name. Any questions?
Go ahead, Cheryl.
There is no
age limit. We run some programs for elder blind people, and I'll tell you two great quotes. One of them said that the training they were getting was inspiring, and you like to hear that. And another one who had lost her vision and lost access to newspaper. We showed her this app called the Newsline app for the National Federation of the Blind. You might have heard about it. And she told us that in honor of Alice in Wonderland and being able to get her news back, that she's going to go down in a rabbit hole and read and read and read. That's pretty cool, isn't it?
So Cheryl, even Dan isn't too old.
and to think, I'm just a year younger than Carl, right? Or some years younger. Any other questions for me? Ken. How much is the price? Prices vary. Generally what happens is the rehabilitation agency covers the cost of programming. Yes? Yeah. What I would suggest is you and I should talk, and I think I gave you my card yesterday. Let's talk and look at the different options. I can tell you that we may be able to work something out. I'll do my best. The goal is to try to get students in our door. Sometimes we get grants. And so let me talk with you privately. All right. I guess that's two questions, Mr. President.
Unless there's another one out there real quick. Is there another one real quick?